Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. What do those big diamond-shaped signs with red, yellow, and blue squares on them mean when you see them on the sides of buildings? You see these signs on any building that contains hazardous chemicals. The sign is called an NFPA panel. NFPA stands for the National Fire Protection Association. The idea behind these signs is to give firefighters some sort of advance notice on what they're getting themselves into when they arrive at the scene of a fire. When there's a house fire, firefighters have a pretty good idea of what they're in for, but if there's a fire at a warehouse in an industrial park, it is very hard to know what chemicals might be stored there. The NFPA panel is a clear indication of what sort of dangers might lie inside. The panel has four different areas. The red area is the fire hazard area. The blue is the health hazard area. The yellow is the reactivity area. And the white is a specific hazard area. The numbers in the first three areas range from 0 to 4, with 0 signifying no hazard and 4 signifying a severe hazard. For example, in the reactivity area, 0 means stable, 1 means unstable if heated, 2 means a violent chemical, 3 means shock or heat may detonate, and 4 means may detonate on its own. In the fire hazard area, the numbers indicate the flash point. 0 means it won't burn, 1 means it'll burn above 200 degrees, 2 means it'll burn below 200 degrees, 3 means it'll burn below 100 degrees, and 4 means it'll burn below 74 degrees Fahrenheit. Concrete is an example of a class 0 fire hazard. It won't burn. Paper and wood are class 1. In the health hazard area, 0 means no hazard, 1 means slightly hazardous, 2 means hazardous, 3 means extremely hazardous, and 4 means deadly. In the specific hazard area, which is the white square at the bottom of the diamond, you'll see things like OXY or oxy for oxidizer, acid for acids, ALK for alkali, COR for corrosive. You may also see a W with a bar through it, meaning use no water, or a radiation hazard symbol for radioactive materials. Now you can drive around your neighborhood and get a glimpse into what is stored in all those buildings.
Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to HowStuffWorks.com. And be sure to check out the Brain Stuff blog on the HowStuffWorks.com homepage.